Hello and welcome to the Beatles World Cup Best Of Edition. I'm Jono.
And I'm Rob.
And Rob, last week we talked about the best opening track of all time, and just like us as normal, we didn't agree, so we had to have two winners, A Hard Day's Night and Back in the USSR.
Both very good winners.
Absolutely. And this week we are talking about something very exciting. It's not a song. It's not music even. It is art. Well, some people would say it was art. We are going to talk about the best Beatles album cover. When I say cover, I mean like cover of an album, like a picture, not, yes. You know, Act Naturally or
yes,
Dizzy Miss Lizzy.
Yes. I don't know much about art, Jono, but I know what I like and I have a list.
Great. And after last week, I've done a list too.
Good on you.
Because I don't want to be left behind on this. So we have 12 album covers. I have included Yellow Submarine this time around, but we haven't included Magical Mystery Tour because the album cover is bonkers and it's not a studio album.
No.
It's my week to be pedantic this week. So here we go. So obviously 12 to choose from. We've done our lists. Should we start from sort of, you know, least favorite to favorite? What's in your bottom rankings, Rob?
What's in my bottom? please me, Jono, is at the very bottom because it looks like a budget album to me. I know it's the style of the era with the way the lettering is on the cover and all of that, but it just looks budget and it comes in at number 12 for me.
I think this one I had a little bit higher up at number 9, but mainly I think because of that ditched Get Back cover, which was the same photograph taken, what was it, 7 years later in the same spot. Yeah. Yeah. And I think they were used for the red and the blue re-releases, the compilation albums. Yes. So maybe I'm giving you a little bit too much. It is fairly generic, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, design-wise. I mean, I actually like those 50s, 60s albums sometimes that have, you know, Roy Orbison sings or, you know, whatever on the cover, but this one just doesn't work for me.
Well, yeah, it's definitely in my lower ranks as well. What's your number 11?
In at number 11, I've picked Yellow Submarine. It's got some funky cartoons on it, obviously straight from the animation, but compared to some of the other albums here, I just can't put it any higher.
It looks like somebody's kind of done a little, you know, cut out lots of figures and done them as like a little montage.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's like one of those sticker books where it's like, here's all the stickers, stick them on the scene, create your own look.
Or Fuzzy Felt. Do you remember Fuzzy Felt?
Yes.
Yes. There's a deep cut for people who are, well, under 40 years of age, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuzzy Felt.
Yeah. There was a comedian here in New Zealand who was doing like, there's a sort of life story. Or like an autobiographical play, and at the same time he was felting, and the show was called How I Felt.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good.
Very funny. Okay. Yes. No. It's similar to me. 10. I had it ranked at 10. So I think we're kind of there. And if the next one is what I think it might be, then we're definitely on the same page.
Interesting.
What's your number 10, Rob?
In at number 10, Jono, I've put the White Album.
Oh, Rob.
Is that what you were thinking?
No.
Oh, okay. Look, I think the White Album is quite daring. Like, where the Beatles, it's just a white album. You know, the early ones had a serial number on it and a unique number, and that was kind of a fun thing. But I just can't put it any higher because at the end of the day, it is just a white cover with the Beatles embossed on it or printed if you've got the CD, I guess. I can't put that any. Where have you put the White Album, Jono, from your reaction?
A little higher.
A little higher?
A lot higher.
Oh, no. Okay.
We'll come back to that one.
Okay.
My sort of number 11, so it's, you know, moving around that, is for me Beatles for Sale. Or
right.
Beatles Look Tired. Or Beatles are bored.
Interesting.
Or John doesn't look like John.
Well, I wonder where I've put that.
Mm.
Decisions, decisions. Mm.
Okay. Your number nine?
Number nine. Number nine should have been my white album pick. God, why didn't I do that? Anyway, in at number nine, I've got Let It Be, which I think is a simple but effective sort of cover, but not great. So I can't go any higher than that.
Yeah, that was my last. That is number 12.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit odd. And it's also quite strange that like everyone's got white backgrounds and they're all singing sort of live. And you've got Paul looking straight at you with a red background. Just doesn't seem right. And George smiling, also very strange image.
We're not used
to
that. It
makes me all confused. And
Yeah, it's not a great cover.
Cool.
Shall we talk about number eight?
Keep going.
I've got Help in at number eight, which I think is a simple but quite cool cover. You know, I enjoy looking at the Help cover, but when I look at some of these other covers, it just gets pushed down to number eight. We're into sort of good covers from here on, I think.
Yeah, no, you're right. Mm. I had a little higher than that. We'll come back to it again. But the weird thing about that is it doesn't actually spell Help. What they're doing isn't the sign, what do you call it?
Semaphore
for help.
What are they spelling? I hope it's not a rude word.
Something else, but it ain't help.
Oh, okay. We'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
In at number seven, Jono, I've got Sergeant Pepper's, which I think was quite a clever idea and which has been ripped off hundreds, if not thousands of times over the years where people have done similar. I think most recently I saw someone had made a sort of Sergeant Pepper's-y thing for all the celebs who had died over the past 12 months, and that was around late December I saw that. You know, it just gets ripped off so much. When people are ripping you off, you're iconic. So, you know, that's a good cover.
You keep going with your list. I need to come back to it. We're diverging all over the place.
Oh, okay. Well, then at number six, I've put Revolver. Klaus Voormann in the house. Klaus back from, you know, Hamburg days. Eventually he'd go on to play bass on one of John Lennon's albums, but here he did the design for Revolver, which is a very weird kind of cover, but very cool. Essentially, he has cut out a lot of things and stuck them together.
So worth actually getting a copy of it and looking at it in detail, because there's so much more going on than you think. It's just sort of very odd bits and pieces. If you look closely.
Yeah. In at number five, I've put Abbey Road, which is obviously iconic. You know, people still going and taking photos of themselves to recreate the cover to this day. How could it not be this high on the list? But there are more iconic album covers to me, Jono.
Keep going.
In at number four, I've got A Hard Day's Night. You know, all those different shots I just think is really cool. You know, even the back of, is it George's head we're looking at from behind? You know, it's like, it's clever. I like that design a lot. In at number three, and this will be controversial because you put it right down on your list, I've got Beatles for Sale. I love the way they look wrecked on that cover. Like they've been recording, they've been touring, let's get a picture, and they just look stuffed, Jono. And it kind of reflects the music on the album as well, which is a bit more downbeat. So it's kind of a whole package. You're looking at the cover, you're listening to the music. It's like, yeah, this is a vibe, man. I get this. Yeah.
I will give it this. I do quite like the out of focus, what looks like light effect or something that's sort of, I don't know quite how they did that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like there's something in the foreground, very out of focus, or some kind of light thing, or maybe something on the negative. I don't know what they did. But
right.
it looks cool. But okay. Still, they just look so shattered. And yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what I like about it. I don't disagree with you about how they look. That's what I like. In at number two, I've got With the Beatles. Because it gives me Astrid Kirscher vibes. You know, Astrid Kirscher back in Hamburg, we were talking about Klaus Voormann earlier. Astrid would take similar photos of the guys in Hamburg, you know, with just black backgrounds and just concentrating on their face. And this album just gives me major Astrid vibes, and it's very early in their career. It reminds me of that. I like it for that reason. I think it's great.
Wow. What's number one, Rob?
Number one, Jono, is Rubber Soul. And some listeners might have thought I'd say this, but just look at it. The guys are in this really interesting phase. They aren't in the really early Beatles period, and they aren't in that latter let's look like hobos period. I think they look terrific, and there's some sort of weird lens. Well, maybe it's not weird. Maybe it's just a wide-angle lens, but it's up close, and it's kind of stretching the image. And they've written Rubber Soul almost as a logo, like they've designed a logo around it, and it's sort of sympathetic to the whole stretchy vibe, and I guess that's the rubber coming into it, maybe. I think it's just very, very well done. I love looking at the Rubber Soul cover.
I think the whole stretchy thing was a mistake, right? That was an accident when they were doing the shoot.
Oh, really? I thought it must have just come from like a wide-angle lens. When you get up close to someone with a wide-angle lens.
No, I think it was a happy accident in that something happened with the lens, I think, or maybe the way it was developed or something. And they're like, oh, gosh, it's wrecked the photo. And I think it might have been John or maybe all of them. It was just like, no, we love it. We love it. Use that one.
Oh, that's interesting. I'll have to look that story up.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, Rob. Well, we're a bit off tangent with each other.
Earlier, you said we were on track.
We were. We were. Shall I go through mine in reverse order? And then we'll have to have an agree to disagree, maybe. 12, Let It Be. Just, like I said before, four stock photos, fairly boring. And number 11, Beatles for Sale. Sorry. Number 10, Yellow Submarine. Yeah. Colourful. A little bit fun, but yes, very, very sort of cut together. Number nine. So look at my list. Beatles, Please Please Me. But again, probably a little bit too high because I'm sort of lumping it in with that later photo as well.
Yeah.
Number eight, with the Beatles. Yeah, it's like I get the photography side of it and it's quite fun, but poor old Ringo. It's like they ran out of space. It's like when you run out of space when you get to the end of a page and you've got to kind of like draw down the side of the page a little bit. Poor old Ringo. Number seven, for me, Rubber Soul. I mean, it's fine. It's fine. It always feels a bit sort of grimy or a bit sort of dull and mossy.
Mossy.
Look at the colour of it. It's fairly blah.
But look at John's jacket. What a cool jacket. And the hair. Their hair is perfect on that album cover, Jono.
Okay. Well, this isn't best hair on an album cover, is it? It's best album cover.
Are we doing best hair later in this series?
Maybe. Okay. That'd be fun. Number six, Hard Day's Night. I like it. I like the idea of it, and it is fun. Is George smoking?
Oh.
I'd
have to pull it out and look at it.
I think he's smoking in his last one. Yeah, interesting. Number five for me was Revolver. Number four, Help. Just like it's quite sort of stark and... and they're all photos from the movie, aren't they? Because they're in those outfits in the skiing
snow.
Scene. Yeah,
yeah.
Number three, White Album. Brilliant. Wow. How brilliant that the Beatles go, like in terms of just the going, we've done Sgt. Pepper, which is all colour, madness and craziness and intense. Let's go completely the opposite and just put out a white cover. The serial number on it for me kind of makes it.
Okay.
Like I like the idea of this. It's almost got like an Andy Warhol kind of vibe, right? Just sort of pumping out. I don't know, he was all sort of cut. But that idea of it being like a consumable thing.
Well, it does make it unique. I mean, there were tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of them made.
Mm.
So it's not like it's unique in the sense that it's super collectible. But it is. It does make it special to you. And I want to say, oh, God, this will be so bizarre if it's wrong, but I want to say I've heard a story that they liked the idea of people drawing their own covers.
Oh.
Have you heard that story before?
No.
Oh, gosh. I hope I'm not leading people up the wrong path, but I think they liked the idea that people could actually do what they wanted with the cover. I think I've seen a YouTube video about it.
Number two.
Yes?
Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Yeah,
again, another one of those ones where you just sort of look at it. I'm staring at the moment on my shelf of a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle of the album cover, which I've not yet started. But yes. I'm intrigued as to you know, doing that. Because
was this a gift in like 1994 and you still haven't started it?
It was
or?
A gift last year, actually.
Last year? Okay. Yeah. That's
there's right. Another jigsaw puzzle that I'm like about two thirds of the way through that's been sitting there for a year.
Okay.
Do you know that I can never remember the name of the artist, but it's a Japanese artist from centuries ago, the giant wave?
Oh, yes. I know the image.
Yeah.
I don't know the artist's name, but I know the image. Yeah, absolutely.
Never try and do a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle of that piece of artwork because like a good 30, 40% of it is grey sky. It's horrific. Oh, and it's been sitting under my bed waiting to be finished for a year.
Ooh.
Might just give up. Anyway, diverge onto something else. Number one, what I think is the best Beatles album cover by a long shot, Abbey Road. Easy.
Right.
Iconic. You can't take points off it for being iconic and for being copied 1,000 times.
Oh, I didn't. I had it in my top five.
Oh. I thought you did. But no, just great cover. Great way to sort of finish the whole thing of the slight Paul is dead thing in there as well. I always like that. The priest, was it the priest, the undertaker, the dead man and the gravedigger.
Yes.
Which is kind of brilliant.
But it wasn't deliberate.
I know. But still nice, fun story around it. I love the fact that, you know, 50 years on, people are still copying it and it's still huge and that place is still a landmark. Such great, if you get a chance to go and look online, you can see a whole bunch of photos of them trying to get it right, essentially. Walk again, no, try it again, no, try it again, no, try it again. I think it's great. I think it's one of the most iconic covers of all time. How could you say that's not the best?
Well, I'll quickly do a Doctor Who mention that during the Peter Capaldi era, they did it with Peter Capaldi, Jenna Coleman, and two Daleks.
Mm.
And they got on there, and there's video of that. The actual shoot lasts about, I don't know, 15 seconds because there are cars lined up wanting to get across the way. Mm. But they got some good shots out of that, actually. It's quite a cool photo shoot.
I always – that was in the Peter Capaldi part where sort of publicity made no sense. there wasn't a huge reason for that, but they just did it.
Yeah. No, none at all. They weren't back in the 60s. No. They weren't. There was no reason at all to do it.
It's like, quick, get publicity, any publicity.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, again, a split decision. Rubber Soul versus Abbey Road.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to do a John or Paul on this. I think we can just safely say, hey, look, this is what we're thinking.
I want to know what listeners think, Rubber Soul or Abbey Road.
Totally. I think they're going to be on my side this week, Rob.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to get on Fiverr and hire some people to vote.
There we go. The greatest Beatles album cover ever.
Yes.
Or covers, as it turned out. I think this is probably going to be the way it goes, isn't it, Rob? We just basically pick two different things. We never come to a decision.
Well, it depends on what the topic is, and I guess you've got another topic for next week.
I do have another topic for next week. Would you like to know what it is?
Yes, please.
It is the best Ringo-centric song, aka he wrote it or he sang it.
Yep, yep.
Which will be great, because there's so many classics to talk about next week.
Yeah, there's that Carl Perkins cover for starters.
Great! I've always wanted to talk about Honey Don't Again. It's so sad when it slipped off the list.
I thought that would trigger you.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, thank you for joining us for another week. We'll be back next week with another best of. If you've got any thoughts on how we did today, or, you know, whether Abbey Road, of course, is the most iconic album cover ever, let us know on Twitter.
Please.
That'd be nice. See you next week.
Bye-bye.